Thanks to Walter, Doug, and Beth in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, Mary and Robin in Cincinnati, Ohio, Chris and Bethany in Iowa, John in Richfield, Minnesota, and Doug and Lori in North Dakota, we're only one Issues Etc. Reformation Club member away from our goal of 200 Reformation Club members by this Sunday, November the 6th. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club is our monthly or annual giving program. Now, when you join, you receive premiums like t-shirts, books, show transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Find out how to become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us reach our goal of 200 Reformation Club members by All Saints Sunday, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Well, it's time at long last, really long last, to get back into the swing of things here on Friday afternoons, rounding off our Friday and our week's broadcast with your chance to play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you've never played before, it's a very simple game. We play four soundbites from this week's program, and they're short, they're sweet, they're to the point, and all you got to do is listen. Then you pick which one you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You can like it, dislike it, agree or disagree, find it remarkable for any number of reasons. Whatever your reasons are, just vote for Soundbite of the Week, either by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, November the 4th, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get those in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away a one LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon to the listener with the best question or comment, actually the best vote, we should say, for Soundbite of the Week. We've got four candidates. Number one for Soundbite of the Week this week, Dr. Arthur Just on the hymn For All the Saints.
This hymn turns our face now towards the greatest feast of this part of the church year, Christmas. I know that's hard to believe here as we stand in November 1st, but from this moment on, the days are going to get darker and the church is going to look for the dawning of the light of Christ. And All Saints was the time when we began to turn our faces into that darkness and see in the distance, as this hymn said, that light that is still with us. The celebration of the incarnation of Jesus is what makes All Saints possible. That Christ has come, that he has suffered, died, risen, and ascended into heaven, and that he continues to be present in his church. And wherever Christ is present, there are all the saints with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven singing that distant triumph song to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. This hymn shows us not only what we will one day be, but what we are already now in Christ.
That's soundbite number one. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Buto, on Christ's spiritual warfare.
There's a tendency to give lip service to Christ's victory over death and then yet still be fascinated with, you know, the devil and evil and these sorts of things and how we need to watch out and be wary and how we have to be on our guard and engage in spiritual warfare. The simple fact of the matter is, Christ has done all the spiritual warfare that we need. He took Satan down when he was tempted in the wilderness. He took him down at the cross. He took him down in hell itself. He cast him out of heaven. And wherever that gospel is preached, wherever wherever Christ's baptism is delivered, wherever his body and blood are given, wherever the forgiveness of sins is given to people, the devil's running like a cockroach. And Christ's power is evident and plain and drives Satan away.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Buto on Christ's spiritual warfare. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Will Whedon, a Reformation sermon that we reviewed last week. And this is Pastor Whedon on God is your justifier.
You can give up this ridiculous game of trying to justify yourself in front of other people all the time, always explaining yourself. You don't need to do it. You certainly don't need to do it to God. He's the justifier. He looks at you and he declares you just in his Son. He did that when he raised his Son from the dead. That counts for you. That counts for all who believe. And do you see how it just wipes out boasting? No boasting, no pride, but just sinners covered in the blood of Jesus. And so God declares you righteous, holy, perfect, without sin, by faith, apart from everything you do. You don't have a reason to boast, except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's soundbite number 3. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesETC. If you're on Facebook, just type issues, ETC up at the top, and it'll take you to the page, facebook.com/issuesETC, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number 4, and get ready to vote, because after this, you'll start taking your votes. Dr. Larry Rast, on what makes confessional Lutheranism unique.
What confessional Lutheranism has is that clear teaching of Christ alone. Solus Christus, Christ for us. As soon as we start looking for Christ in us, as soon as we start looking for me and Jesus, as soon as we wonder whether the decision we made was firm enough, we've taken our eyes off of Christ. And when we lose that sight of Jesus, when we're distracted by the elements of our own contribution to our life in Christ, things take a terrible and dreadful turn. And that's why the Lord is so merciful and so loving and caring for us, knowing that we're in this circumstance, so that every week as we come before him and confess that we've sinned against him in thought, word, and deed, by what we've done, by what we've left undone, that we haven't loved God with our whole heart, that we haven't loved our neighbors as ourselves, that we really deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment, that the word comes back to us so clearly. God has already forgiven you. He's paid the price fully in Christ. Christ has lived that perfect life in your place. The resurrection assures you that you indeed are in fact one of Christ's own. So rejoice in this. And we do. We sing praise to God, the highest good. It's a wonderful, clear, Christ-centered message, and that's what confessional Lutheranism has to offer.
All right, it's Friday, November the 4th. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the first time in a long time. Phone callers get to vote first, and this break is a perfect time to call and vote for Soundbite of the Week. We'll be taking your phone calls, your email, and your Facebook votes, your Twitter votes on the other side of the break, figuring out which one you have picked for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for Soundbite of the Week there. Your votes right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday,
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Here's an opportunity for you to get up to 75% off many of the resources you hear us promote on Issues Etc. It's Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday, November 5th. Concordia Publishing House is located south of Interstate 44 at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. The 2011 warehouse sale, Saturday morning, November the 5th at Concordia Publishing House, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel, you don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
How do many leaders of pop American Christianity misinterpret the Great Commission? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled The Not-So-Great Commission, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Kelly Klagis details her journey from parachurch fellowships to confessional Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four sound bites. We've played them. You've listened. And now it's time to take your votes and figure out which one you have picked. Four Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Dr. Arthur Just, the hymn for all the saints. Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Buto on Christ's spiritual warfare. Soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon, God is your justifier. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast, what confessional Lutheranism has. Those are the four sound bites. Let's get to the votes. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first from Waterville, Maine, John is on the line. John, welcome.
Hi. Glad to be on. I have to tell you that this group today was just a confessional powerhouse, but I had to pick, I ended up picking Will Whedon as my choice.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just that every one of them were very strong, but there was something in it, and maybe it was because it was in a sermon or whatever. But it caught my attention, and it had just that little bit more than the others.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote. That's one vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon. God is your justifier. Sue is listening in Sussex, Wisconsin. Sue, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hello, I'm voting for Art Just.
And why is that?
I was talking to Pastor recently about what the Distant Triumph song is, because it seems to me like it should be the Verba, the Gloria in Excelsis, the Agnus Dei, things like that. And he was explaining to me that it's not distant because it's, you know, eons away. It's not distant because it's far away. It's distant because we don't see it in its fullness. And I think that fits really well with what Dr. Just was saying about where Jesus is, there his saints are, that this Distant Triumph song is what we're experiencing in the chancel and at the altar rail. So, well, I really liked what he said.
That is fantastic. Sue, smartest listeners in radio. Let's see what Mike in Kansas City has to say. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I have to vote for Dr. Rast. He mentioned making a decision, and then earlier you on your comment line, you had a caller that asked about decision theology. And, you know, there's so much I could say about this, like how decision theology undermines the sacramental power of God's Word and our sacraments. And basically in decision theology, you're educating yourself in order to make a righteous decision. And in that sense, it's very much like secular humanism in that education becomes your savior. And even the term decision theology itself, it's actually not technically correct. This concept should actually be called decision meology.
Very good. But you get one smart listener, then you get another smart listener. Great votes for Soundbite of the Week so far. Let's see what Scott in Altamont, Illinois has to say.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number four concerning confessional Lutheranism offering Christ for us. For some reason, while hearing that soundbite, it dawned on me that the word for is loaded with more meaning than I originally thought. Christ in us or Christ with us in today's parlance makes the word Christ a mere name, not a meaningful title. That's like Jeff saying Craig is with us. So what? I hope he's doing something in there. Try having a show when the operations director is not with us. it spells out that Christianity is not merely a condition of having someone special in our lives. The word for draws battle lines and compels us to sing onward Christian soldiers. Christ with us only makes us mutter, "We are climbing Jacob's ladder." To say Christ is for us is to say not only that he takes our side, but there are sides to be had. And I'm glad Christ is leading the charge for me.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Marilyn, listening in Wheaton, Illinois, says, "I have to vote for number one, Dr. Just. This is just an awesome hymn, and Dr. Just does an excellent job of bringing out the theology in it. I especially like his comment that wherever Christ is present in his church, and that wherever he is, there are all the saints, angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven singing the distant triumph song. This gives me much encouragement when I struggle." Marilyn, thanks for listening in Wheaton. Randy listens in St. Louis. He says, "I vote for Dr. Just because his thoughts on this great All Saints Day hymn bring great comfort and hope in the face of that nasty invader named death." Thank you very much, Randy. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. In St. John's, Michigan, Dennis votes for Dr. Larry Rast, soundbite number four. He says, "I'm trying to remember how to do this. My vote is for Dr. Rast. What a confessional Lutheranism offers, simply Christ for us." Dennis, thanks for listening in Michigan. Matthew listens in Rochester, New York. He says, "I vote for soundbite number four because it's almost like a paradox. Lutheranism has the gospel fully, but it's always me that wants to put myself in and reduce Lutheran teaching to something less than Christ alone. Yet I'm Lutheran. Though I fight it daily, I like being Lutheran." Matthew, thanks for listening up in New York. Still time for your votes and still time to win the an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Soundbite number one is Dr. Arthur Just, the hymn for all the saints. Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Buto, Christ's Spiritual Warfare. Soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon, God is Your Justifier. Or soundbite number four, on the uniqueness of confessional Lutheranism, our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Tomorrow is November 5th, believe it or not. That means tomorrow is the 2011 warehouse sale at Concordia Publishing House for people listening in the St. Louis area. It's not difficult to find. If you go south on Jefferson from I-44 to 3558 South Jefferson, you will find Concordia Publishing House, and around back, I believe, is their warehouse. Their 2011 warehouse sale is tomorrow, November the 5th, from 8 a.m. until noon, and you can get a lot of savings on many of their resources. You'll really be staggered by the amount of stuff that they're offering there. That's tomorrow, Saturday, November the 5th, from 8 a.m. until noon at 3558 South Jefferson Avenue in St. Louis, the 2011 Concordia Publishing House warehouse sale. Paul in Milwaukee says, "Pastor Whedon and President Rast have the most central topics. Both were well stated. Both spoke Lutheran bents within Christianity. Perhaps Rast expressed himself more distinctly Lutheran on a Lutheran radio program. Rast in a squeaker with allowances for Nebraska doctrine on the side." Thank you very much for listening in Milwaukee. David in Kansas City says, "I vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon, Christ and Jesus Christ, none other justifies us. And because he justifies us, we trust in him alone with the whole Christian church. Jesus, our justifier, has won the battle for us and for all the saints living and gone before us and who are with him." Sounds like he's voting for all four soundbites there, actually. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Jonathan in Iowa says, "Gotta vote for Dr. Just for all the saints. I love this hymn as well, but every year I'm a pastor, it gets harder and harder to sing, and I remember all those faithful brothers and sisters that I've buried. I get choked up, but they are tears of joy. This hymn brings it to the surface." That means winner of Soundbite of the Week this week is Soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast, "What Confessional Lutheranism Is and How It's Unique."
What confessional Lutheranism has is that clear teaching of Christ alone, solus Christus, Christ for us. As soon as we start looking for Christ in us, as soon as we start looking for me and Jesus, as soon as we wonder whether the decision we made was firm enough, we've taken our eyes off of Christ. And then when we lose that sight of Jesus, when we're distracted by the elements of our own contribution to our life in Christ, things take a terrible and dreadful turn. And that's why the Lord is so merciful and so loving and caring for us, knowing that we're in this circumstance, so that every week as we come before Him and confess that we've sinned against Him in thought, word, and deed, by what we've done, by what we've left undone, that we haven't loved God with our whole heart, that we haven't loved our neighbors as ourselves, that we really deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment, that the Word comes back to us so clearly. God has already forgiven you. He's paid the price fully in Christ. Christ has lived that perfect life in your place. The resurrection assures you that you indeed are in fact one of Christ's own. So rejoice in this. And we do. We sing praise to God, the highest good. It's a wonderful, clear, Christ-centered message, and that's what confessional Lutheranism has to offer.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Dr. Larry Rast, What Confessional Lutheranism Has. The winner of the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon is Sue in Sussex, Wisconsin. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. Thanks to everybody who voted and helped make Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week come back here in November. Thanks to Walter and Mary and Robin in Cincinnati, Ohio, Chris and Bethany in Iowa, John in Richfield, Minnesota, and Doug and Lori in North Dakota. Now we are only 2 Issues Etc. Reformation Club members away from our goal of 200 Reformation Club members by this Sunday, November the 6th. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club is our monthly or annual giving program, and membership benefits include premiums like T-shirts, books, transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. You can find out more about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Now, we only need 2 more Reformation Club members before All Saints Sunday, November the 6th. We need 2 more members, but let's go over 200 by November the 6th. That would be very nice as well, not only to meet or exceed our goal. Now, when you go to church this weekend, post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer on your church's bulletin board and hand out some of those Issues Etc. business cards. You can find them under the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll find both of those to print off, cut up, and take them out. Tell everybody about Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.